Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
Oh my gosh, obviously the epic collapse. Penn State versus UCLA. Oh my gosh.
Do you think that's more?
What the hell was that?
More stunning than the Eagles?
Absolutely, okay. More stunning than the Eagles. The Penn State thing, the money that's been put into this program, the people that are there, you know, James Franklin in the summer was like, this is the best talent, da 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 da. What are you doing? What was that? What was that mess? I mean, it was confounding. What the play calls, the fact that they didn't rush the punter, the onside kick that nobody was there for. I mean, it was it was terrible.
UCLA,
on so many levels.
UCLA, I hadn't paid attention to this in the beginning of the game. They started pointing out all the different coaching changes that had recently happened.
They have an interim coach right now,
and they have, like, you know, the beautiful blonde guy. Do you see Jerry? Do you see him?
Are you talking the one that looks like a kid?
Jerry Neuheiser,
I think is the name.
And, like, you know, so
can we get him over at Penn State?
He wouldn't last. He's a California kid. I know you are. I know. So you have a new coach, any of these people. So you really didn't have any tape on what they would do. No one would have expected them to do as well as they did. So by the time.
Did they not even prepare?
But here's what I'm saying is, like, and anyone who's a football expert can tell me, like, if you have brand new people putting brand new plays in, it's hard to prepare. If they have a whole plan you didn't see, granted, they should be prepared for this. It wasn't like they were playing some monster team.
Did I feel like they just assumed this is a 0-4 team?
Probably, yeah.
They're getting blown out. We need to prepare for other ones. And you never should assume anything.
Sure.
And that was so bad. I mean, the only thing I could say is after the first quarter, I went and cleaned my whole closet out. I couldn't watch. I told my husband, I said, I am going to keep myself busy because I cannot watch this. The Penn State Nittany Lions didn't even make the top 25 after that shocking loss to winless, now not so. UCLA. Here's some of the headlines James Franklin buyout contract details if Penn State fires coach. Here's another. If James Franklin can't win with this Penn State team, could both sides do better? Here's another. CBS Sports. James Franklin should head elsewhere because he's not the guy big enough. Oh, he's not the guy to win big enough. James Franklin has more excuses for UCLA loss than top 10 wins on his resume. Here's the Sports Illustrated headline. James Franklin and Penn State reach breaking point after UCLA disaster. Penn State fans want James Franklin fired after embarrassing game. And then the big question. How much would it cost Penn State to fire James Franklin after the loss to UCLA? We don't know a lot about his contract. From what we understand, there's some kind of a $50 million buyout because he's contracted through, I believe, 2031. But there have been people asking, is there not any kind of conditions as to what placement they should have to be in to continue as coach? I guess a lot of that isn't known. They have not been out of the AP top 25 in 3 years. It's the first time they've fallen out of the poll since 3 years. So, whoa. So, you know, he gets it's a 10-year deal. He gets $8 million a year, $500,000 retention bonus each year. If he's fired without cause, they owe him his entire base salary plus his supplemental pay and his life insurance loan multiplied by the number of years remaining. So, in other words, they would owe him $56 million if he was fired. If it waits until January 1st, 2026, we're down to $48 million. So I think we already know it's probably not going to happen because they'd be like, all right, we can save $8 million. Although I think it's sadly needed.
They probably wouldn't have to pay him out a lump sum. They probably could pay him out over the course of the contracts. So you're talking
about a few.
I just looked it up, and this is the latest here. They make about $113 million in revenue. So if you're taking an $8 million hit for the next 6-7 years.
Still, what the hell kind of a contract is that?
That's a contract for a guy who's brought him pretty close. Took him from, think about where the program was.
I know. Pretty close just doesn't cut it anymore. And especially in the time where they can go in the portal and they can leave. And, you know, what are you going to do? Where are you going to be next year if this thing continues to go down in flames? Who are you going to want to play for you? Here's some of the names that I'm seeing be mentioned. Now, this is just one Yahoo Sports article talking about James Franklin. The Penn State football community comes up with three big names to replace Franklin if there is indeed a parting of the ways, because most people go, yeah, who are you going to put in that place? Of course, the name that comes up a lot is Nick Saban. He's retired. Many think that he has no indication he wants to come back, but his name comes up. Then you have Lane Kiffin, who's at Ole Miss.
No, don't.
He's linked to other big jobs, but decided to stay put in Oxford. Penn State might be a better job than Ole Miss on paper, but it's likely to be another situation where Kiffin is linked to a job and then stays put. The other one that they say would be the most likely is Matt Rhule. Played at Penn State, was an assistant coach for the Lions in 1998, got his start in college football head coaching at nearby Temple. So that's one that comes. He's less than 3 years into his tenure right now at Nebraska.
He also went to the NFL for a bit. He did not do well there.
Could he leave Nebraska for Penn State? These are just questions. And again, everything sounds great when you go fire, fire, fire. But what happens when you replace with somebody and you know, things don't work out either? So
I think you need to find a coach who has some big signature, big wins. The thing I saw about Franklin, which I thought was just real fair, they said, look, he's a great coach who took Vanderbilt and made them into a school people paid attention to. Penn State was really not in a great place. And he brought them back and he made them very relevant. And they were getting big names. He built this program up.
Right. But is he the one to go?
Yeah, they said that the problem is he's clearly proven he can build it, but he can't get over the hump. He can't win those big games. He's shown us nothing. And this weekend was so stunning because everything he does well usually happens in the games like this. After a loss and to an unranked team, a team with no... they should have been dominant, which tells me everyone's shaken by this. Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting to see. I thought it was iffy that he might go. Now I'm thinking it seems like a certainty, but when is the question?
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.